Hello everyone, welcome to the world of AppStation here on Anchor. I'm your host Francesco, and in today's segments we're going to be talking about news applications. It's a fresh Monday morning, and it's probably a great time to talk about news applications. The ones that replicate the newspaper on your phone that you can use around your day. Now, for many of the guys out there who have followed the Anchor station here, they probably have been able to see that I recommend Feedly all the time and a couple of other resources in that sort of realm. But these applications are sort of going to be covering certain specifics. So we're going to talk about things like BuzzFeed, Huffington Post, etc. That you might want to download that have a really good news-based experience. Now, I don't read the news too much, so these applications are slightly foreign to me in a way because I normally curate stuff. So the likes of BuzzFeed and Bustle and Huffington Post all come in another application that I would use that will bring it all together. But I wanted to recommend them because they actually, if you're a fan of those services, they actually do have a really great application that you could enjoy. So we're going to be talking about these applications today. If you are someone who likes business applications or resources like that, it's definitely worth jumping over to the previous segments, the ones from yesterday. There'll be an episode up called Business Apps. We talk about DocuSign, Albert Invoice, Eventbrite, Meetup, and some Microsoft applications that you might find beneficial. So if you are someone who does like to enjoy business applications, then it's definitely worth jumping in and enjoying some of those. So in today's segments, we are talking about news applications. We're going to jump in with our first one, which is Flipboard, which I've used a few times across the last 5 years and something that I think you'll enjoy. So let's jump over and tell you why Flipboard is a pretty nifty application. Now, BuzzFeed, as many of you guys know, is a popular news service that allows you to get articles on the news. Now, it does cover regular news, so you'll be able to get informative topics there. However, it doesn't necessarily cover news like The Guardian will or a service like that. It will cover it in a very replicatable way, so you'll be able to see other resources quite quickly and that they've pulled in. But BuzzFeed is great for content, whether it's video content and also content surrounding the idea of listicles. Like, BuzzFeed is famous for listicles. Listicles like 11 ways to do this or 15 ways to improve your health, etc. But it does it in a very modern format, I would say. So it does it better than some other resources out there. And it still tries to keep ahead of things. The nice thing about BuzzFeed is you've got video content as well. So there's no really excuse to be less informed because there is some video content there. Now, the cool thing as well is you can enjoy BuzzFeed from your mobile. The application works really well and is something that many people have been enjoying over the last couple of weeks. So it's definitely worth checking out if you're enjoying it, because I know a lot of people have been introducing those sort of pieces. So the next application that I wanted to recommend is called Huffington Post. Now, many of you guys probably know this application, or have at least heard of Huffington Post, run by Arianna Huffington. She has stepped down as CEO, however, the service still runs, and it's actually been renamed as an application. So if you're looking for it on the app stores, you're probably going to struggle to find it because it is now named as HuffPost. As a shorter version, it's a rebrand that they've done. However, the service has actually improved on the iOS application that I know of. It's actually become a lot more fine-tuned, and it's easier to get access to resources. Now, this is one of the most popular services because it does have a well-designed application, but also is very well-respected and trusted as a resource in news media. So, Huffington Post is definitely worth a download because it's got a good reputation, but also a really well-designed application. So you should try it. HuffPost, that's a great recommendation. Now, just finally on this, you've also got Bustle, which is another resource. It is actually covering very similar to content to BuzzFeed. So it tries to cover everything from tech to general news. However, the Bustle sort of feed is actually quite a nice one. And the application is really well designed. I think it's an application that you really like to have on your dock or even in your phone in general. So the next two applications I want to recommend are InShort and The Skim, and they're both applications that I think you'll enjoy because they have a slight edge in terms of the experience that you guys will probably like to download and explore, especially InShort because it's got this sort of relaxed, like fast-paced news feel to it. So anyway, let's jump in the next segment to talk a little bit about InShort and The Skim.
There are a lot of smart people talking about the rise of AI, and Rand Hindy, the founder and CEO of Snips, which is an AI company based in Paris and New York, is one of those people. And so if you enjoyed today's discussion of how the rise of AI will transform and change human jobs, I do recommend that you check out Hindy's Medium blog post, where he goes into a lot more detail on his ideas for keeping people educated and enabling people to switch careers if those careers are impacted by AI. And he also does a really great job of generally laying out the type of AI today that is essentially displacing or changing human jobs, because you may have heard terms such as machine learning and deep learning being thrown around in relation to AI, and so Hindy does a great job of explaining the differences between those and how they all relate to each other. So if you enjoyed today's Future Talk, please feel free to favorite this station. And if you also have any thoughts or comments about what types of jobs you think will be most affected by AI, or whether you yourself are worried about or interested by the rise of AI and how it's going to impact your own current or future careers, let me know. You can always use the call-in feature, and I will definitely be featuring some of those calls that I've been getting later on this week. Thanks again for tuning in to Future Talk, and I hope you've been enjoying or did enjoy your weekend.
So when it comes to fast news, InShort is actually a great application for that. Now, it's something that many people are enjoying because of the content that it provides. InShort gives you news in 60 seconds, and that sort of design experience is actually really, really cool. I know a lot of people have been enjoying the use of in shorts because it's actually pretty handy to use and easy to get started with. Now, The Skim is another application. I wouldn't really call it a news application. It's more of like an application that brings together all of the upcoming calendar events. But then what it does is it gives you short reads as well, and also quotes of the day too. This sort of blend between a calendar application and also reads and also information like that is actually really helpful. Now, of course, those who know The Skim is actually a reputable resource that many people use to read up about, and I don't know whether anyone signed up to the e-newsletter, but it's one of the best e-newsletters I signed up to because it's really well designed and it gives you really nice skims delivered to your inbox every morning, which is the news and information you need to start the day. Now, I know many people have become skimmers, and it's quite a cool way of quickly getting access to the information you need in the day, whether it's like an event that you need to know or whether it's like something that you might find handy. So I'm probably going to be reviewing on my YouTube channel. So if you haven't followed the YouTube channel, it's probably worth jumping on it now. You can hit that in the bio in the description. Anyway, guys, I will move to the next segment to see you guys out. So today we featured a few news applications you might find handy in your daily routine. I know a lot of you guys are going to enjoy Flipboard, BuzzFeed, HuffPost, Bustle, InShort, and The Skim. as useful news resources that you haven't checked out before. If you have and you want to recommend a few more, feel free to call in and let us know of any that you might find handy and have found some benefit from. In tomorrow's segment, we're going to be covering photo applications, so ones that you can use for photo editing and taking photos across your day. But if you haven't, jump over to the business app segment to learn more about, that was yesterday's segment, to learn more about handy applications that you can use in your daily routine. Anyway, guys, make sure to have a great week, and I'll see you tomorrow for the photos element. Cheers!